Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you again for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Have you ever seen that show? I remember when they first started to promote this show on ABC, I tried to mimic the voice because I thought it was just so weird. And the voice sounded like this, "How to Get Away with Murder." And I can remember they ran this same ad for like months. So by the time the show was ready to start, I mean, really, I thought this was going to be a blockbuster show. And I can still hear it. I mean, literally, it got so ingrained in my brain. How to get away with murder. Sounded like somebody with like a 3-pack-a-day habit. But I think it comes around when we think about murder. We have this is the ultimate sin, murder. And then I think we do a lot of things where we kind of pontificate, or at least in our mind, we start trying to wrap our head around, you know, there are those sins that we just don't like, or they're worse than ours. Or like, I think we do this with all kinds of things. Like we look at fat people and say, well, why don't you eat one less French fry? We have no idea what's going on in their life. Or we look at somebody that's an alcoholic and say, well, why don't you just put the bottle down? We have no idea what's going on in their life. But we like to rank these sins, especially the ones that seem like they're gross or totally intolerable in our own world. Over in Matthew chapter 5, where I've been hanging around for a while in these podcasts, down in verse 21, there's a few short statements that I think are huge in our life. And let's pick them up in verse 21. You have heard that our ancestors were told, you must not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell. Now, oh my stars, this is like an incredibly big statement. Murder, my friends, according to Jesus, starts in the heart. There's an old Polish proverb that has come around recently in our culture, and it kind of grabs everything from coffee mugs to t-shirts and sweatshirts. And inevitably, here's what it means. That ain't my deal. That's not my problem. But, you know, the folks that brought this together, they were more memorable with their phrasing. Here's what they said. Not my circus, not my monkeys. You ever heard that? It's like looking at someone saying, I don't have a dog in that fight. That's not my deal. That's not what I'm here to argue about. In its purest sense, the old proverb, not my circus, not my monkeys, is a bit of a shock factor that we cannot solve everyone else's issues. And it's often good to walk away because you realize I can't be part of the solution, so why be a part of the conversation? And so I look at this and I think, but most proverbs don't stay in their form of purity very long when it comes to having fingers pointed their way. You know, we often twist all these different things, including our sin and other sins, to create our own desired outcomes. The impure version allows us to use the phrase in the spirit of Cain. I read this from He Reads Truth, and I thought it was so cool that I jotted it down. Am I my brother's keeper? Nope. Not my circus. Nope. Not my dog in the fight. Nope. Not my problem. And we walk away from people that, truth be told, we simply don't want to deal with. There's a world of difference between trying to solve everybody's problems and avoiding our own responsibilities as followers of Jesus. Friend, listen, we have two issues that come up in this text. One of them is this, that it is all a matter of our heart. And that's a big deal because Jesus is not ranking our sins based on how much we look at them and think they're deplorable. Jesus is simply saying sin is what separates you from your Creator God, and He has come to make that right. But there's also a side that says, wait a minute, as a follower of Jesus, shouldn't I be a part of the solution? And the answer is, yeah, we really should. But to do so, let's make sure we get our heart right. Have you ever heard this phrase, love the sinner and hate the sin? I know, I've mentioned it 1,000 times, I'm sure. And in the midst of that, here's what I've come to understand. We don't do that very well. We We like to point out the sin, and we like to point out the sinner, and we forget that when we're doing that, it is our issue. We are getting away with murder because of our thoughts and our heart. Jesus makes a point here. It's all a matter of our heart. And you know what? This might be something we need to stop today and pull over on the side of the road or get off the treadmill for a minute and say, God, find my sin first. And don't let me become a part of the voice. Let me become a part of the solution. My friend, today, let Jesus point out your heart and surrender your heart to him, and you will find this day to be filled with joy. Thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I look forward to seeing you again at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11. And of course, we're always streaming at live.sugarhill.church. Bye now.